Namaste, beloved ones. I want to say a few words to you who may be aspiring with such dedication and such intense devotion to wanting to be a better self, to wanting to be in service to God, and yet feeling at times, and some for some of you, maybe a great deal of the time, unable to feel God within you, unable to feel the goodness of God within you. So I want to offer you something that could be of a little comfort, which is to say what the difference is between knowing and feeling and how you move from one to the other. First of all, it's absolutely true that what you experience is what becomes real to you. It's absolutely true. So of course, we all human beings want to feel God within, and that's where we're going. That is where we're going. All human beings want to know that God is real and lives within as the self. That's where we're going. But in the meantime, for many of us, these are words that don't correspond to our actual experience. Neither that God lives inside, nor the sense of that goodness. Not that it doesn't exist somewhere, but we don't experience it. So I want to say to you who might be feeling the lack of what you know to be true, that during phases of a spiritual life, one has to let go of the expectation of feeling something, so that you don't feel disappointed about not feeling it. Because the self is layered in terms of consciousness. Your conscious mind and feelings are what you're aware of, you can speak of and give words to. And beneath that, there's a level of feelings that you can't give words to. And then there's unconsciousness and so on. So you're in layers of what you're aware of. While your conscious mind is not aware of what you would like to be aware of, another part of you, just because you're reaching towards that truth, becomes more aware of it. If you think about yourself as layers like that, from less conscious to more conscious, and not as I'm missing something that other people feel or that I know is true but I can't feel it, then you can hold with less frustration and disappointment that your conscious mind or awareness isn't feeling the goodness of God. You can hold that it is existing within another layer of your consciousness. And so at that time, while you're not consciously feeling it, you cling to the knowing of it, that it's real, that it's there, that it exists within you as another layer of your own being. That doesn't mean that it's satisfying completely, because the complete satisfaction can only come from the joining of your human embodied self with God's presence within you. You have to experience it for it to be satisfying or to be completely real. But there are so many of us who suffer from this gap between feeling and knowing. And often there's a sense of impatience, self-blame, failure, a sense that something's wrong. And there isn't something wrong. There isn't. It's a process that we are all engaged in between moving from the knowing level of a spiritual principle to the feeling level in which we can feel it within ourselves. It's a process. It's a projection, progression. And it takes time. It takes time, and it takes something that you can do while you're waiting, which is to continually affirm the truth of what you know while recognizing that it's not what you feel, and not making less of yourself or your knowledge or where you're at because of it. There are millions of people, billions of people in the world who live on a faith that they have that has yet to become an experience. Billions of people. The poignancy or the pain for those who are more dedicated to spiritual advancement is that those who are more committed to a spiritual consciousness and path are more eager for that other thing to become possible, for the experience to replace the belief, for the actual experience to replace the just knowing about something. So there's more impatience because the desire for that experience has become so strong. But beloved ones, we need to be patient with this gap between feeling and knowing, and certainly to understand that it's not a personal failure. When there is a gap, it's a progressive part of your own healing. It's a progressive part of what it means to have a life that's constructed to heal certain things that have historically, in your own soul's life, been in the way of your having that experience of the divine. The place to hold on to, the most important place, is that your intention to have the experience of the divine is everything. It shapes your entire life, and the stronger it is, the more it brings to you those events internally that will bring you forward into the experience. And so, while you're not feeling, instead of feeling discouraged, self-critical, and wondering if you're on the wrong track, hold that your intention is everything, and that you are committed to finding within yourself that which you're seeking. It is just a matter of time, and your intention and longing are the means by which that which you desire shall be given. May all who seek and aspire to the truth of their inner being and of God's goodness have the courage and patience and love to be able to wait for that experience which will inevitably come to become real. Om Namo Bhagavate. Om Namo.